Saoirse Kennedy Hill didn't hide her struggles. Too often it feels as if I'm drowning in my own thoughts while everyone else seems to be breathing comfortably, she wrote in her high school newspaper 3 years ago. Her depression, she said, will be with me for the rest of my life.
Saoirse was a real hero in our family for having spoken out about these challenges she faced and inviting her peers to also speak out.
Former Congressman Patrick Kennedy is the cousin of Saoirse's mom. He pushed for legislation on mental health and created the Kennedy Forum to lead a dialogue around mental health and substance abuse.
This affects every single family in America. It's way past time that we deal with this in the way that we would deal with any other public health crisis.
Depression is on the rise among all Americans, particularly young people. And last year, more than 180 people died from overdoses every day on average.
It's a shame that we even separate overdoses from suicides or mental illness from addiction. Frankly, they're both the same. They're brain illnesses. If you added both of them together, you'd be at over 110,000 Americans a year.
We are all either struggling or know someone battling a mental health issue, Saoirse Kennedy Hill wrote, her mom's cousin calling her a loving spirit.
Her memory is going to be that of a very bright-eyed, sparkling, loving spirit. She was just doing karaoke last week and had that joy about her that was contagious. She was loved in my family.
The attention on her death, encouraging the conversation she pushed for during her short life.